Om Tat Sat. So you already read the verse, purport. So today is the Radhastami. Today is a very special day because if Radharani is pleased and Krishna is very pleased, so today is a day we can get very special mercy very easily. Krishna is more pleased when we serve His devotee than Him. And His dearmost devotee is Radharani. So by serving Radharani, we can get some special mercy. Already the marketplace is set up downstairs where you can buy stuff to offer to Radharani. So in this short festival, Krishna, Prabhupada once said that he makes Krishna appears at midnight, so the devotees have to fast till midnight, for Radharani is more merciful, so she appears at noon. So you only have to fast up till noon. But in this short time, and this day, we want to pack in as much mercy, much service as we can. So Radharani, as Hari Sri Prabhu mentions, is very esoteric tattva. So we don't want to commit any offense. Just like, you know, Radhakunda is so most sacred place, as Upadeshamrita tells us, but then some point in time, the devotees went to Radhakunda and they were swimming in like a swimming pool, jumping in and swimming, and then Prabhupada banned it. Even ISKCON devotees for a long time, they couldn't swim in Radhakunda because he was afraid they're going to do it too lightly and make some offense. Like when a really holy place, you don't actually swim. What you do is you do an ablution. Ablution is you go in and three times in and out. I heard later that Prabhupada said under certain conditions devotees could also bathe in Radhakunda. So when we went with the safari some years ago, then Dinabandhu Prabhu took us, and then we heard how Radhakunda appeared and Rashyamkund and everything, and then had us say prayers to Radhakunda, and then, but they said that maybe some of the Babajis or some of the Radhakunda Vasis would stop us even if we tried to bathe. But then somehow, just at that moment, after all the leelas were over, then we paid our obeisance to Radhakunda and the lights went out. Load shedding. So it took a very ablution, just in and out. I told everyone, just 1 second, in and out. But I heard one time some devotee was trying to swim across and got attacked by the tortoises. It has to be done in a very, you know, very respectful mood. I saw how the priests there, they do achama, huma pavitro, they do a little puja, then take an ablution in a very formal way. So that's the system that one does it very respectfully, then it's all right, but we tend to take things very lightly. That's why to avoid offenses, we're better off to have awe and reverence and respect. Become the level of pure love, we're not going to make those offenses anyway, but if we're not on that level, at least we should have respect and awe. So, did I tell yesterday, pastime of Radhakunda's appearance? Oh, that was that, I'll get to that. One thing was like Krishna, he had protected the Vrajabasis from the Aristasura. Aristasura is the bull demon. So after he had a big fight with the bull demon and they going back and forth, they had dug an indentation in the earth, and then Krishna finally defeated Aristasura. So there he said the gopis were watching, so he said, so how was that? But then Radharani, who's always a little complicated and making Krishna's life more interesting, then said, no, don't come near us. You just killed a bull. You did a gohatya, you did a cow slaughter, bull slaughter. So you're contaminated. We don't want to touch anyone who's killed a bull. He said, what do you mean? Anyway, he was a demon. No. Anyway, he was a bull. You committed this gohatya, killing a cow, killing a bull, aparad. So until you get purified, we don't want to associate with you. So then there was an indentation from the fight. So then Krishna called all the holy waters and said, fill up. So all the holy waters filled up, and that became Shyamkund. Then Krishna took his dip in the holy waters, came out, okay, now I'm purified. Then he invited Radharani, the gopi, to come and bathe in my kunda. But then Radharani said, well, I want my own kunda, that I can invite you to bathe in my kunda. Why should I? So then invoked. Can't think of the word right now. Anyway, manifested millions of gopis who came and with their bare hands they excavated Radhakund. And they're just excavating so many thousands and hundreds or whatever. This the bare hands going and throwing the water out. And within a very short time, there was a kunda dug. Krishna was quite impressed. Then Krishna offered that I'll give the water from Shyamkund into the Radhakund. But then Radharani said, no, I don't want your water. I'll send my gopis flying into the outer space and going up to Swarga to bring the Manasi Ganga from the heavenly planets and fill up my water with Manasi Ganga. But then the holy rivers took permission from Krishna and fell down at Radharani's feet. So you're the supreme goddess. You're the dearest devotee of Krishna. So we want to also serve you. Please don't deprive us of this opportunity to serve you. We want our holy waters to be in your kunda. So because they asked him, not Krishna, there was a thing going on. Because they asked, so then Radharani looked at Lalita and she gave a nod, like, it's okay. So then she agreed, okay, your waters can fill. Then they cut a channel between Radhakund and Shyamkund, and the Shyamkund water came into Radhakund, all the holy waters. So like that, that's how Radhakunda came and Shyamkund came in this planet. I might have left out a few details, what I could remember. Then someone showed me a book this morning that said how Radha and Shyamkund appeared in Golok Vrindavan. And one day Radha and Krishna were seated, but then suddenly Krishna, he became very... Wow, looks like there's so many bees flying around there looking for the honey. Radhastami, the bees have come out. Are they bees? Anyway, it looks like it. Huh? the honey of Krishna's pastimes. So then, somehow Krishna, he became overwhelmed with separation of Radharani. And he somehow came in the mood of Radharani. And then he took the color of Radharani and took her form. And he ran into the forest calling out, Krishna, Krishna. So like this, Radharani was surprised at how Krishna has taken my form, and now he is feeling separation for Krishna in my mood. And then she became overwhelmed, and she took Krishna's form, and she started calling for Radha. So like this, in Golok Vrindavan, this amazing pastime going on, Krishna is in Radha's form and Radha's in Krishna's form. And they're feeling separation of the other. And they are feeling so much separation, they started to cry, torrents of tears from their eyes. And this way, they filled up two ponds of tears. So Krishna, he came and I think it was apologizing. Radharani caused you so much suffering, so much separation. Or Radharani was apologizing. I forget, one was upon the other. I think Krishna was Radharani. And Krishna said that, you see these two ponds made by your tears of love? So this will be Shyamkund and yours will be Radhakund. So then, Radharani, who's in Krishna's form, went into the Radhakund. When she bathed there, she got back her Radha form and Radha bhav. And Krishna went into Shyamkund, but he's in Radha's form, and he gets back his Krishna form and Krishna bhav. So like that, Radhakund and Shyamkund are also existing in Golok Vrindavan in the spiritual world. They are manifested from the tears of love of Radha and Krishna. Prabhupada was often very reserved in his presentation on Radhastami. Like he was one time mentioning how different great personalities went looking for spiritual bliss, like Buddha, gave up everything. Actually, he was looking for the spiritual bliss. How Bharata Maharaj, who was the emperor of the whole world, he gave up everything and went into the forest to chant the holy names of Krishna. The Prabhupada said he also looking for the spiritual bliss. Material happiness is temporary, limited. Rishabhdev, the father, Bharat Maharaj, he mentions how the material happiness is even enjoyed by the animals who eat stool, vidbhujanje, like the dogs and the pigs. But the spiritual happiness, Brahma Sokyam, spiritual happiness is tvanantam, it's unlimited. So Bharat Maharaj left his entire kingdom, Prabhupada said, they left it just like someone leaves the toilet after finishing their business. They don't waste too much time in there, they get out quick. So he left everything looking for that spiritual happiness. The Prabhupada said the spiritual happiness is Radharani. She's the Aladini Shakti. Someone wants to know where the source of Krishna prema is, of Paramananda, that's, or Premananda, that's Radharani. So like this, Sambit Shakti, Sandini Shakti, Sambit Shakti and Aladini Shakti are the main three categories the consciousness, the knowledge, and the existence, consciousness, knowledge, and the spiritual bliss. So Radharani is the spiritual bliss. If we get her mercy, then spiritual life becomes very easy. Everybody, if they're happy, they're tasting spiritual bliss naturally, the material world attractions are very much neutralized. So, we need the mercy of Radharani. Also that Radharani is so dear to Krishna that Prabhupada said this, Radharani blesses you. He tells Krishna to bless you. Then easily you'll get the blessings. I was reading the Padma Purana a few years ago and found that there's a whole chapter dedicated to Radhastami. When we were in Vrindavan, Prabhupada was talking to that time, was saying Jai Sachinandan Das. Or Sachinandan or Jai Sachinandan? Jai. Just Sat. No, the. No, he's a Westerner. He was a Pandit. He was a little bit of a Pandit. Jai Sachinandan. So he wanted to do the Sarasandarbha. So Prabhupada said, that's a bit too tough for you. That's very difficult Sanskrit, but the Padma Puran and the Vishnu Puran is more simple Sanskrit, and we also need to have those books translated. So you should do those books. So from that I take it that Padma Puran and Vishnu Puran are ultimately authorized. But I don't know if this guy, so far we don't have I don't know if there's an ISKCON edition yet. But anyway, there are mentions about Radhastami. That how this is such a very important festival, that Krishna's mercy is flowing for people who serve Radharani. So there was one rich lady who used to travel around the world like a rich tourist, and apparently she was enjoying life maybe more than what one should, without getting any sinful reactions. But, you know, she was like this, traveling around, enjoying, and somehow, seems she was a little bit of a pious lady also. She went to a temple once, maybe out of curiosity, and saw that everyone was decorating the temple, making garlands, putting up mango leaves and things, flakes. So she asked, what's happening? He said, you don't know. Tomorrow is Radhastami. It's a very special festival. Everyone who performs this festival gets special blessings. So why don't you stay with us and observe Radhastami? So then this lady, she stayed and helped. She did some service, little menial services around the temple, and stayed for the next day and saw the Abhishek, the pujas, everything, took the prasadam feast. So like this, she observed Radhastami. Then she went on, at the end of her life, she died, and the Yamadutas came because of all her sinful reactions. But then also the Vishnudutas came. And the Vishnudutas said, she's coming with us. They said, well, why? She's a sinful lady. No, she observed Radhastami. Are Baba, one Radhastami, you know. You don't know how powerful Radhastami is. She observed Radhastami, so she's coming with us. You know, chill out. Go back, Jack, you know. So then they took her back to Godhead just because she observed one Radhastami. Jai Sri Radhe! Shab! So, but if you're very eager to see Yamadutas, then I would not attend this Radhastami festival. If you want to see Radha and Krishna, well, it's a good opportunity. So then, see here, got the family tree here from the Brahmanda Puran. I didn't hear anything Prabhupada saying about Brahmanda, but anyway, but someone showed me that this morning, that they had that the Mahabanu had five sons: Chakrabanu, Ratnabanu, Vrishabanu, Subanu, and Pratibanu. So Vrishabanu became the father of Radharani, and Kirtida was the mother. There was a family, Bindu and Mutara. And they had nine children: Bhadrakirti, Chandrakirti, Mahakirti, Mahabal, Sridham, Bhanu, Mudra. Kirti Mati and Kirti Da. So the youngest child was Kirti Da. She was given in marriage to Vrishabanu, and they had Radharani as their daughter. So this Brahmanda Purana mentioned that Vrishabanu and Kirti Da, in different kalpas, Radharani comes through them, but in different ways. And I just read two ways that they showed. One way was that somehow they were married, but they didn't have children for a long time. And then Vrishabhanu, a lot of yagyas and pujas and things. He was a great devotee of Vishnu, in order to get a child. And then somehow one rishi called Gautama Rishi or something gave him a golden egg, and the egg hatched and Radharani came from the egg. I never heard that one before. That was the one we usually hear. Well, something like this was another similar pastime. They wanted to have a child, they did pujas and prayed. And then Vrishabhanu was in the river bathing in the Jamuna, and Kacha's body, when he was praying, was a gigantic lotus with 1,000 petals. And in the lotus was a baby girl, beautiful baby girl, and there was Radharani. So he took the baby and went and gave to Kirtida. But it says like, every kalpa, there's some new and unique ways that she comes. I didn't read all the ways, but there's some different ways she may appear. When Krishna appeared, then Narada Muni went and told Nanda Maharaj and Yasoda that the yajna you should do, the sacrifice you should do, is take care of your child very nicely, treat him like your deity, the very special child, like that. So then he thought, since Krishna appeared, 15 days after Krishna appears, usually his energy appears. So he wanted to see the energy of Krishna. So then he went around to different houses in Braj and asked people to show him their babies, to give them some blessing. So everybody was bringing their babies and he was giving blessings. But he wasn't able to find Radharani. And then somehow he saw something in the house of Vrishabhanu Maharaj, and he got the idea, I'll go try there. So he went there and asked if he could see their children. So like that, they think that Radharani had a big brother, Sridham or something. I don't know if it was Sridham or her uncle. But anyway, they brought the son. They said, "Don't you have any daughter?" He said, "Well, we do, but she was born blind, so we're a bit shy about it." So then he brought the daughter, and her eyes were closed because Radharani only opens her eyes when she knows Krishna is in front of her. First thing she wants to see is Krishna. So they thought she was blind because her eyes were closed. So they went and put Radharani in the lap in the hands of Narada Muni. And Narada Muni, when he's holding Radharani, who is the pleasure potency, first he's amazed that she's so beautiful. Even as a little baby, he never saw anyone more beautiful than she was. And when he touched her, he was filled with Krishna prema, so much ecstatic love was flowing through his body that he became, his tears were pouring down his eyes, his hands were shaking. He just looking at Radharani, his eyes were wide open, and they didn't know what to say, like what happened to the Rishi. He's just like shaking and holding the baby and crying, and they don't dare, didn't know what to do really, and he was like that for some time. And then he gave back Radharani to them, and he told them the same thing, that you're very fortunate, it's a very special daughter. So you don't have to, whatever, the most important thing you can do is just take very nice care of this daughter. And then he went into the forest and he started meditating and praying to Radharani, like to see her. He saw her as a baby, like to see her in her Kishori form, in her young 12, 13, 14 year old form. Kishori, up to 16. So, then Radharani actually appears to him. And she's accompanied by some of her gopi sakis. And Narada Muni pays his obeisances. Then the sakhi starts saying, "You don't know how fortunate you are. There are some rishis who meditated for one kalpa, two kalpa, three kalpas, did all kinds of austerities, and just in order to see Radharani. But she's giving you this blessing. You could see her just so easily." So there's a whole section how actually wonderful it is, what a great mercy it is to get a darshan of Radharani, to get her mercy. So this is the day that she appears and manifests her leela on this Radhastami. Today we can get the special mercy. So everybody should observe Radhastami, but especially the ladies. If the ladies don't observe Radhastami, they're in big trouble. According to the Padma Purana. Anyway, we're all observing. So she's the pleasure potency. We need to serve her. Serve Madhava. So we can't, if we're not pure enough to keep our consciousness focused, then we're not ready yet to hear all these, some of the more intimate pastimes. So Radharani is, we read yesterday that she bathes in the morning in compassion. So she's very merciful, very magnanimous, very compassionate. The Prabhupada said that's why we worship Sita, Ram, Radha, Krishna. I'll put the energy first by their mercy, then it's easier to get the mercy of Krishna. So today we're trying to get the mercy of Krishna. all year long, our rule here is that we are supposed to chant Panchatattva, Hare Krishna, Hari Harai. But on Ram Navami, we can chant Ram's name, and on Radhastami, sometimes we can chant Radha's name. Not that we should eliminate chanting our main mantras. That's only today, to a limited degree. But like this, we should try to get the mercy, do as much service as we can, offer to Radharani, offer to Radha Madhav. Because Radharani made this Navadip Dham, so she's very special for us here, more than maybe some other places. You know, this is her abode. We're very eager to get her mercy so we can have a taste for chanting. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I think it's 8:30 now. The offering? Probably at 12. Abhishek is 11 to 12. After the Abhishek, they usually eat prasadam, boga. But you can double check with the pujaris, as far as I remember. Any question or comment? Maharaj? That's what I read, you know. And when they went in there, their kunda, they turned back. Radha, in the Krishna's form, created Radha Kund, and when she went into Radha Kund, she became back in her gopi, her original form. And vice versa. Radharani, when you serve Radha Krishna also, you shouldn't offend Krishna. Radharani is not very patient about offending Krishna, but for her, otherwise to give him mercy, she's quite magnanimous, but we shouldn't offend Krishna. She wants us to, we want to please Krishna, we don't want to offend Krishna. That's why Gornitai and Jagannath are a little more lenient. Radha Krishna, probably because Radharani, if we offend Krishna, then Radharani becomes upset by that. Also in Vrindavan, Prabhupada said that you get 1,000 times the benefit for any service, but if you commit any offense, you get 1,000 times the offense. So in Vrindavan, one has to be quite careful. We're here, you get 1,000 times the benefit, but offenses are not taken so heavily. Last question. Tell something about Lord Chaitanya celebrating Radhastami. Don't remember actually any particular pastime about it, but I didn't read all the books yet. Someone remember? Lord Chaitanya did some dramas. He played the different leelas in one time, but he played Satyabhama one time. He looked so much like... Oh, we better go. Looked so much like Satyabhama, even Mother Sachi couldn't recognize him. So he would play different leelas. Okay, we'll see the new outfit. There was a Bengali gentleman downstairs, he and his wife. I gave them prasad from Radharani. He donated a set.